First off, can I get your first name and last name, and can you spell it for me?
Yeah, it's Leah Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T.
And Leah, so when you see something like this happening in your community, you know, what does it do to you? Like, what does it make you think?
You know, this community is just, it's made up of different races, et cetera. And as Dorothy said, I feel pretty safe here. So I think it's an isolated incident. I don't think I'm at risk for anything. So, and I feel safe enough here too.
And so the issue of drugs, because sometimes, you know, that does lead to incidents like right. this. We don't know if it has yet to this incident.
Right.
Does it make you feel any more worried or more scared about the community that you live in, especially when something like this happens so close to you?
You know, as Dorothy said, I think you just have to keep your awareness up. And I know that drugs are a major issue down here. But again, I think it's a specific demographic and I'm not part of that. So I think I'm okay.
No problem. And so when something like this happens, does it shock you, you know, for this to happen in your community?
You know, it saddens me that it happens in the community, and I hope that no further instances happen. But again, I think it's an isolated incident. I don't think we're, you know, setting ourselves up for a crime rampage or anything like that. So I think we're okay. And just in terms of what I will do to protect myself, I think, again, what Dorothy said with the awareness is important. And just locking the doors and just knowing what's going on and knowing your neighbors and that sort of thing and knowing who really belongs here and who doesn't. And the police are wonderful down here. And they've always stated, you know, if there's something that you see that isn't setting right, just call us right away. And they come instantaneously. So I'm not concerned.